So we are Verison Gurt from Berlin and
Yeah, we are an art duo, artist duo, and
yeah, and one of our like common key moments we will talk about here is actually how we developed our first work together, our first series where we started working together. We were in Paris on a student's trip, and the task was to develop a work about migration and about the history of migration together with a museum of migration in Paris, and it was. And we learned so much and walked around and researched, and it was a big and hard topic where we felt kind of overwhelmed and almost stagnant or like hit by a stone, where you feel like I don't know what to do, how to develop anything artistic or in that context. And
It was really like we were students by that time, and our professor came up with this project, and it was in a how is it called? Cité de la Histoire de la Immigration. My French is really bad, but it's a very special building, which is a totally colonial building with colonial frescoes and everything, and it has been changed into a museum for the history of migration. But it was also a very political thing. It was during the times of Sarkozy, and and of course, we also, looking back, I think we've been very privileged to come in touch with this topic sort of in an abstract form. Many people are have their whole life being this is the topic of their life, and for us it was first of all a topic to deal with artistically, and we
And I felt if I want to do something really meaningful with this, I would have to become a social worker, but this is not my task or my profession. So we were really kind of on the bottom of things and thinking about what to do meaningful in this start of our studies. And I think this was a moment where we decided, no, we can't, well, we don't want to become social workers, and we have to deal with this in a playful way. Otherwise, we will be stuck and immobilized by the big weight of the problem.
Yeah, also I think by the time we didn't want to make an artwork which is shouting why or something like that. It was more like we didn't have answers to this topic, but also we didn't want to point with fingers or something like that. We had the feeling I guess we didn't we didn't find words for that by then, but I have the feeling that we had to deal with the complexity, and we decided somehow to stay complex, or
But
to
playful and colorful, and I think this was kind of setting a stone for our following works also, and our maybe kind of method that we stuck to, and also the first time where we agreed, yeah, let's do this together, and it's we're stronger in this together, and we fit well, our ideas fit well together. And yeah, so this is how I feel we started, and this motto is still there in a way, dealing with difficult social topics that are important to us, but trying to do it in a playful way so we're not buried by them.
And I think by playful, we don't mean to that it's not serious or that we don't take it serious, but rather to I think, for example, collaging is a way for us to work together, and collage is sort of playful in terms of both of us, we can work together and building a collage, creating a collage. We can both put in pieces or take them away, and we can find together some sort of balance. And this is and playful is also colorful. I think before we started the series, both of us by accident we worked mostly black and white, and then we had the feeling. We always thought it's by the time we grew up, there was this vaccination to swallow it. You had like a sugar cube, and there was some vaccine on it. And kids, so kids, because probably it's bitter, and so you take it with a sugar cube. And so we had the feeling somehow, let's go into this playful, colorful way. So people, in their first moment, they don't decide to look away because they think, oh, that's stressful or a stressful topic or too much to think about. Or somehow we had the feeling, let's go to this colorful thing so people might be attracted to it. But then the piece itself is dealing with, for example, this topic of migration and stereotypes, and then the people are already in it.